USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House is announcing new punishments towards Russia over hacking and election interference. The Biden administration said it's expelling 10 Russian diplomats and placing sanctions on Russian companies that support the cyber attacks, which targeted federal agencies. He said he chose a proportional response and he doesn't want to kick off any kind of escalation. He also said,
I was clear with President Putin that we could have gone further.
Biden said he wanted to meet in person with Vladimir Putin sometime this summer.
If Russia continues to interfere with our democracy, I'm prepared to take further actions to respond.
House Democrats have approved legislation they say would help close the pay gap between men and women. They say it would make it easier to sue employers over pay discrimination. The future of the measure is uncertain in the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
24 people were arrested Wednesday night as protesters continue in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, over the killing of a young black man. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry reports.
Kim Potter is the officer involved with shooting and killing 20-year-old Dante Wright as he tried to escape being arrested for an armed robbery warrant. With Potter being charged with second-degree manslaughter, B.C. Mayor Mike Elliott says agitators were mixed in with the peaceful protesters.
Law enforcement team that's assembled to respond to this crisis is working diligently to identify agitators within the protest because we know that there are a large number of people who are there to protest peacefully and to express their grievance. We know that there are agitators that show up looking to stir things up.
Previous night, protester numbers were in the thousands. Wednesday's numbers were about 500. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate has passed an anti-Asian American hate crime bill. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the Senate is cruising toward passage of a new hate crime bill that focuses on Asian Americans.
I was pleased the vote was so substantial, 92-6. Rarely do you see 92 senators agree to move forward with any piece of legislation.
Schumer speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, calling the bill a good example of bipartisan cooperation. The latest example of anti-Asian hate crime was a Black Lives Matter activist from Seattle has been arrested. Chris Hammer, who is black, was charged with allegedly attacking three Asian American women in two separate incidents back in March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Defense attorneys in the criminal trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin rested without him taking the stand to defend himself against the charges that he unlawfully caused the death of George Floyd last year. Chauvin's attorneys said the former officer wouldn't be testifying and he would invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. His defense rested after one day of presenting its case. Prosecutors on Tuesday wrapped up several days of testimony. On Friday, the judge and attorneys will make critical instructions to jurors. After returning to hear closing arguments on Monday, jurors will be sequestered for deliberations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.